With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Governor Stitt has set a budget summit for next week. Both Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat and House Speaker Charles McCall have agreed to meet with the governor on Monday afternoon. Treat says he wants everything to be out in the open.
I look forward to having it in a very open and transparent manner like we've dedicated ourselves to. Both Republicans and Democrats, members across this chamber will be involved if I have anything to do with it.
There are just 30 days remaining before the session adjourns, with lawmakers having to determine how to spend $13 billion for the state government. The bill seemed like a good idea, but it ran into ideology of government overreach. Governor Stitt has vetoed a bill that, for the first time, would have required water meters on some mostly agriculture users who draw water from aquifers, especially the Ogallala, which is declining by a foot every 2 years. Oklahoma continues to use the honor system that people aren't cheating and using more water than they are permitted. It was Old Home Week at the state capitol for former Governor George Nye. He worked in that building for over 30 years and was back to speak to the Senate on a resolution honoring Native American veterans and veterans at large.
Veterans, Native Americans, it's appropriate that you officially honor them. That we need to always remember that the word Oklahoma means land of the red man.
Nye also complimented the lawmakers on the renovations that have been made to the Capitol. After the recent storms hitting Oklahoma, there have been a number of charity organizations taking donations. But Attorney General Gentner Drummond warns Oklahomans to look out for charity fraud. The weeks after natural disasters are common time to see fake charities asking for donations. Drummond says the best way to avoid falling victim to charity fraud is to do your research. If you get a donation request through text or email, don't click any links or open any attachments unless you are sure you know who the message is from. Covering State Capitol News, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Bob Mills, Sky News 9 is better than ever. The newest high-res camera to bring you unmatched clarity. A camera so advanced you can see better in the dark and severe weather. StreetScope to give you streets and information no one else can. The fastest helicopter in the hands of the most experienced pilot, Jim Gardner. The best to help keep you safe and informed. Bob Mills, Sky News 9, only on locally owned Oklahoma's own News 9.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network reporters and anchors want to be a force for good. That's why we have a state capitol correspondent walking the halls of the capitol daily. Since we're an Oklahoma-owned and operated company, we realize what is important to you. Education, public safety, health, farming, the environment, and tribal concerns. We are news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.